listening on the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Lori and Paul, and Bethel and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line. Oh, come listen in on the party.
Hello, Laurie Parker, operator. This is the party line, and today is the 5th of December. Here's Ken on the line to tell you just what that means. Okay, Ken, the line's yours.
Thanks, Laurie, and hi, everybody on the line. What's all the excitement about, you ask? Well, it's another great offer to partyliners. The best holiday offer we've ever had by far. And, of course, you might know that Sarah and Aggie thought it up with the assistance of the Caldwell Company. Can you guess what it is this time? Well, now tell me, what makes every woman, young or old, look neater, sweeter, more appealing, and more cheerfully efficient as the manager of her home? Of course, you all know, a bright, fresh, crisp, new apron. And that's what Sarah and Aggie would like to send to every one of you party line ladies. Bright, fresh, beautiful aprons. They have them all ready to send out to you, and all they're waiting for now is to know that you want one of these Sarah and Aggie aprons, or a dozen of them, for yourself and to use as Christmas gifts. We call them the Sarah and Aggie aprons because Sarah and Aggie picked them out, and not because their names are on them, because, of course, they're not. There's no printing of any kind anywhere on these aprons. And now, I'm going to ask Mrs. Aggie Tuttle to tell you about them. She's on the line right now in her own kitchen here in Monticello. You ready, Mrs. Tuttle?
Yes, indeed, Ken. And hello to all of you party lighters. You know, Sarah and me was puzzling our heads a while back, wondering what would be the nicest kind of Christmas greeting to choose for the line this year. And we tried to think what one single article a person uses most every single day. And we wanted to think of something that would be pretty and bright at the same time. Sarah was sitting in the rocking chair here, thinking so hard that she was twisting and untwisting the ties of her apron. And all of a sudden, it come over us. Why not aprons? They're something most of us wear, not only every day, but almost all day long. And it seems like a person never has quite enough, or at least never too many. So that's how it happens that today, down at the Caldwell Company, we've got thousands of aprons ready to send out to you party liners. They're just lovely aprons. The ties come at the sides, so you can adjust the apron, tight or loose, to suit yourself. And it's the kind of apron that fits all sizes.
Hey, you ought to know.
My goodness, please, I'm on the line.
Hey, you generally are, my dear. I was just trying to be helpful. You can prove the apron fits all sizes by just mentioning the fact that you and Sarah can wear each other's apron and often do.
Why, Clem, that's right. Hello, everybody. Excuse me, but Clem really did have a good idea. Now, I take a size 38, generally, and Sarah, well, she's quite a few sizes beyond that. And still, one of these aprons fits us both just as perfect. Now, I guess you've heard my voice long enough, goodness. I'm going to see if Sarah's on the line. You there, Sarah?
Yes, Aggie. If you're out of breath, why, I'll just tell the party-liners a little bit more about the aprons. If you ladies could just feel the quality of the material, you'd know right off that these are not cheap, flimsy aprons. They're made of the finest percales you can possibly get. There's 80 by 80 threads to the square inch in this percale, which is as tight and close and fine a weave as there is. Every apron has a big, roomy pocket, and the apron's bound all the way around with good, strong tape sewed on firm and snug. The ties or streamers aren't just flimsy strings. They're made out of the same material as the apron. I just wish you could see the lovely colors and patterns. Some plain clear colors, but mostly flowered patterns and fancy conventional designs and cute novelty patterns. And the colors are absolutely tub-fast. They won't fade in washing. Oh, yes, and I don't want to forget to say that the aprons are big and roomy and really cover your dress from the neckline way down to the knees or lower, depending on your height.
And then, Mama...
Oh, well, now, Curly, Curly, you're getting as bad as clam buttoning in when I'm on the line.
But, Mama, how do the folks get these here aprons? That's what I think they'd like to know.
Curly, you're right. Ken, are you on the line?
I certainly am, Mrs. Peters. And here, party liners, is the simple, easy way to get your beautiful holiday gift of a Sarah and Aggie apron. To prove that you're a real party liner and that you approve of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin, send a syrup pepsin carton top with one dime to help cover packing and mailing to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. That's all it takes to get a lovely first quality for Kale, Sarah, and Aggie apron. Just 10 cents and one carton top from a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. It's the delicious liquid laxative for all the family. And you can get syrup pepsin at any drugstore anywhere. If you haven't already discovered the benefits of syrup pepsin, now is just the time of year when you're likely to need it most, and here is just the time to get extra value with this apron offer. Sarah and Aggie will be delighted to send you as many aprons as you like. All they ask is that for each apron you want, you send in one syrup pepsin carton top and one dime. For two aprons, send two carton tops and two dimes and so on. Send your syrup pepsin carton top and one dime to help cover mailing and packing, one carton top and one dime for each Sarah and Aggie apron you want. Mail your request to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. We return now to Alaska to hear about Jack Owens, Marilyn's husband, who was seriously injured when he saved the life of his friend Rocky. On Friday, we heard the Russian doctor telling Rocky that Jack's condition had taken a turn for the worse, and he asked if Rocky wanted to notify anyone in Jack's family in the States in the hope that they might get there in time by airplane. Rocky immediately rushed back to his and Jack's cabin near the new logging camp to find some sign of letters from Jack's family. But now he's back at the little infirmary in town reporting to Dr. Vronsky.
Well, Doc, I ain't found a thing, and the company records don't show he's got any folks anywhere.
That is very sad. He's never spoken to you of anyone, then?
Why, sure, he's got a wife and kids somewheres back in the States. I know that much.
A wife and a child?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. This is far away to go from his wife and child, poor fellow. Then perhaps there was trouble.
Yeah, I guess there was, Doc. He never said much, except it was his fault he was up here. Hey, Doc, ain't there a chance he'll pull through?
I'm sorry, my friend. I cannot answer your question. But come with me. You would like to see your friend now, perhaps?
Yeah, I would, Doc, if you think it's okay for me to go with you in there.
It can do no harm now. Come.
He ain't conscious, is he, Doc?
He was not a moment ago. If he should regain consciousness, there is a chance you may ask if there is someone he would like to have in attendance now that he is so ill.
Okay, Doc. Okay.
Now, before we go in, you will not indicate that you are too deeply concerned.
Doc, I won't let on.
Very good, my friend.
There's no change, Doctor.
Thank you, nurse. You may leave now for a moment. I will watch the patient.
Yes, Doctor.
Doc, he don't look like himself.
Naturally not. However, the color is better now. We must see about the pulse.
Yeah, it was all my fault. Never would have happened if it wasn't for me.
Ah, the pulse is better. Much better.
What's that, Doc? What'd you say, Doc?
One moment, please. I think. Ah, yes, you see? Consciousness is returning.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Ah, there we have it now. Mr. Owens, you are feeling better, no?
Gosh, Doc, he's got his eyes open.
Wait, say nothing for a moment, please. He must not become alarmed.
It was a tough climb back uphill.
What's he saying, Doc?
Okay. Okay, now. I guess it's okay.
Okay, why, sure. Sure you're okay now. Ain't he, Doc?
You are okay. Of course, Mr. Owens, but you are not to trouble yourself about anything. Only rest and be perfectly quiet for a while.
I'm kind of tired. I slid down that hill. It was a tough climb to get back to the top.
Gosh, Doc. Shh, quiet. You are at the top now, Mr. Owen, and you will not slide down again. We shall see to that, my friend.
Thanks, Doctor. Thanks very much. Where's Rocky? He around somewhere?
Yeah, sure. Right here, Jack. I'm right here. Was there something I could get for you?
Oh, Rocky. Just wanted to tell you...
Yeah. What do you want to tell me?
Perhaps there is someone whom you would wish to see, Mr. Owen. Someone who could help to take very good care of you?
No. No, there's nobody.
Jack, if you'd like your...
I think Mr. Owens will just wish to rest now and be very quiet. Come, Mr. Rockman. We will return to talk further with Mr. Owens when he has had more time to rest.
Doc, why wouldn't you let me ask him if he wants me to get a hold of his wife for
him? It would perhaps disturb him to hear mention of his wife if there is some unhappiness between them. And I am beginning to believe, if nothing should intervene, that your friend may have a chance to recover.
Doc, I hope to God you're right.
Remember, I say he may have a chance. The matter is no longer in my hands.
Jack Owens lies at the door of death. In a little Alaska town thousands of miles away from Marilyn and his little daughter, who know nothing of this grave crisis, will the story of his life and of Marilyn's shattered romance end here in this lonely winter world? Be sure to follow each day's events on the Party Line. That whistle means stop, Party Liners. Stop all other plans for the day until you've sent in your request for Sarah and Aggie's holiday gift for you. A beautiful Sarah and Aggie apron, the kind you'd gladly pay a good price for in the stores. And now let me tell you how to get it free. The Sarah and Aggie apron is the kind that most women like best. You slip the round halter-style top over your head, and the apron ties around your waist, in perfect balance so that it can't pull or bind. Now, it's not a skimpy little half apron, but the kind you use to protect your dress during the day's work, the kind that's pretty enough to wear when the family comes home for supper. The Sarah and Aggie apron is made of the very best percale, firm and fine and strong. 80 by 80 threads to the square inch, the highest thread count that you can get. That means long wear, as well as neat, crisp appearance. Sarah and Aggie tell me that laundering only seems to make these aprons brighter, fresher, and prettier than ever. There's every color and pattern that you can imagine, and all are absolutely tub-fast. They stay bright and fresh as long as they last, and that will be a good long time. According to people who know, here's a very important fact. Every apron is bound all the way around with good strong tape, sewed on to stay on. And the wide ties are made from the same material as the aprons. There's a good big pocket, too. Oh, and don't let me forget this. The apron adjusts to your size. Whether you're a 12 or a 40 or a 50 or whatever, the Sarah and Aggie apron will fit you. Now, for each apron you want, send in one carton top from a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin and one dime to help cover packing and mailing. For two aprons, please send two carton tops and two dimes and so on. Until the supply begins to dwindle, you can have just as many aprons as you want. You'll want the Syrup Pepsin anyway, and you'll certainly want more Sarah and Aggie aprons, so get them now while you can. One Syrup Pepsin carton top and one dime for each apron. Their ideal Christmas gifts. Send your request, please, to Sarah and Aggie, S-A-R-A, Sarah, A-G-G-I-E, Aggie. Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. Sarah and Aggie in care of this station.
Tomorrow, Party Liners, when we meet on the line for more news about Jack Owen, I hope you'll have your neighbors and other friends listening, too. Phone them on your Party Line now and tell them to listen in on the big nationwide Party Line tomorrow.